Gemara asks, "Why v'yatzachinam hachi yudasa?" Does v'yatzachinam come to tell you this limud that ain't kesef vladin zel, but yesh kesef vladin acher? I'm a bailei. Look at the Tanya. Tanya v'yatzachinam elu yimei bagros ain't kesef elu yimei naros. Shad in this pasuk that when her Amma Vriya goes out, so she go out two ways, either with Simone Nairus or with Simone Bagrus. That means she can go out either because she's over what we call over 12, she has Simonim, that she's that age, or Simone Bagrus, either way she goes out. Obviously, once she went out with Simone Nairus, she doesn't have to go out with Simone Bagrus. But more or less, that kasha later in the Yomim, and time of the Yomim. Right, what do you need two limudim? One that she goes out when she's 12, one she goes out when she's 12 and a half. When she goes out when she's 12, she's out when she's 12 and a half too. So when the Gemara has gufa, it will ask that kash. But at any point, at this point in the Gemara is asking that I need it for that Rasha Amravina, and came Lay Makra Ein Kesef without a yud. My ain kesef with a yud, ain kesef blood nizeh, avol yesh kesef blood in achet. Remind you what? So the Gemara is telling us that a big chiddush, that the word ain really is spelled without a yud. Even though in the Torah it's almost always spelled with a yud. But when it's spelled with a yud, that's a drasha. Really the word ain is spelled without a yud. How do you know you dash in the yud? So the Gemara brings another Indian, totally different Indian. Tanya. It says in the pasuk, "Vizera ein la." What's the case there? You have a daughter of a kayin. Father's a kayin. She's allowed to eat. Bas kayin is allowed to eat truma. She gets married. She's not allowed to eat truma. Her husband dies. So if zera ein la, she has no children. She goes back to her father's home. And then she reverts back to the status of somebody who's allowed to eat truma. And shaken if she has children, then she doesn't go back to the father's home, and then she's not allowed to eat truma. So v'zera ein la, the condition is if she has no children, then she's allowed to eat truma. Ein li ela zara, zara zara minayin. What happens if she has no children that are still alive, but she has grandchildren? Talmud lema zara ein la, ayin la. We dash the extra yud, ayin lo, look into her, even to the next generation. Bein yelo zera kashin. Zera pasul minayin. I would only know she has kashra children that prevent her from going back to the parents' house. Zera pasul minayin. Tamalem zera ein la, ayin lo. So someone asked that, actually the Ramban is asking, that what is zera pasul minayin? What's the hava mina? Why do I need an extra pasul for zera pasul? If she has zera kosher, she doesn't go back to eating truma. So if she has zera pasul, she should go back to eating truma. She's better. She's more shayach to kahuna if she has zera pasul than if she has zera kosher. Hard to understand the logic of the Havamina, right? We're saying if not for the extra pasuk, I would say if she has kashra kids, then she can go back to Paskayim, to the house of her father Akayim. Is there a pasul? Maybe then she could go back. So all the Ramban says is that the word zera is mashma zera kashra. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's a sort of a dikduk, a taich thing. So the word zera, stam zera means zera kosh. So it implies the siyachas achra. Okay. So at any rate, the Gemara brings us to show that you kadash in the extra yud, ayin law. Aha, afikta la zera zera. You just said you dash in that extra yud for grandchildren. No, zera zera li yisrakar. The b'nei badim harin kebanim. Really? Grandchildren, we have a klal that b'nei badim harin kebanim. So the extra yud we dash if the zera apostle to tell you that even if she has zera apostle, she goes back to base kai. The Tana gufe min alei de darashachi. How did the Tana know to dash the yod? Amrik siv me ein bilam me ein yavami. Like siv bil yod vach siv the yod. Shmai nala Joshua does. So it comes out from this Gemara that you open up a chumash and set the word ein with a yod all over the place. That this should be some drasha from every ein. That's just what comes out. So we don't have all the drashas. We don't have all drashas as al. There are many drashas that we don't have. It seems that everywhere else that you darshan the extra yud, you darshan the extra letter. Rav Pamlin said the klal when is a yud any it's a yud or a vav that can make it male. Right? A word is male, and when it has a chaylum, when it has the vav, it's male. Without the vav, it's chasim. Right, Yaakov is spelled without a vav. That's called chasim, and Kaidesh is spelled with a vav. That's called malach. Same thing with yod. You can have ein with a yod, or you can have sometimes without a yod. You can have these words. How do you? What's the klal? Like, what's the normal way to write things? You don't want to make any drushes. You just want to write a word. What's the correct way to write a word? Malach or chasim? He said that the rule is that any word that could be confused with another word is written male. In other words, let's say the word kodesh. If you didn't have a vav, it was kuf dalet shin, you could think it's kodesh. You could think it's a different word. So there is another word that's spelled the way it is without the vav. So mamela, you spell it with the vav, you make it male. Any time without the vav, it could mean something else, then you put the vav in. If you have a word that could mean anything else, let's say the word doiv. Doiv is a beer. Doiv is spelled without a vav. Why is doiv spelled without a vav? Because there's nothing confusing. Dalet veiz is only doiv. What else could it be? So that's the klal hadvarim, that's the rule for mole and chaser. Anytime it's a shinik in this rule, so that's what's neatly darish. So, I guess ein without the yud, I guess wouldn't be confusing anything. On no real word. So this, so normally it should be without the yud. Vice dice that it's written with the yud, that's why with ashti. Right, Taisa Zera Pasal Minayin, Aymeri, Zera Zera Pasal Kam. I'm not talking about Zera Pasal. I'm talking about Pasal of grandchildren. Why? The Kivan Shenibala, Le Pasala, Pasal of Anakahuna. The Le Seichel Eid Betruma. The Gaflaka Lefar Zera Pasal Manish. Oh, Zera Zera. That's Taisa Zera. The way Agamara says, Zera Pasal Minayin means it's a Havamina. You have a woman who has a child. The child's a mamzer, and she goes back to her father's house to eat truma. Zera pasul minayin. How do you know she doesn't? So I have an extra drush. It means there's a havamina. She could have a child that's a mamzer, and she could go back to her father's house. How could tesis? No such thing. How could you have a case where she has a child that's a mamzer? It's only if she was nibala to a mamzer. Either a mamzer was bayil har, or her brother was bayil har, and something like that, she had a child. Child's a mamzer. So Taisvis, once she's nibala to a mamzer or to a erva, so of course she doesn't eat truma. A woman who's nibala to an erva never can eat truma. So it can't be. There's no hechitimsa that she should have a zera apostle and she should be kosher lekuma. So what's the havamina she can eat truma? So the Taisvis takin, there's no havamina. It's only if Zera is our apostle, the whole thing is coming. She has a grandchild, that's apostle. Otherwise, there's no hesitance. So Rav Moshe brings this for his Nidain. The Nidain there, there's something Chazal called this Abra Bambati. The woman literally became pregnant in a bathhouse, in a bathtub. What that means, the Gemara says in Chagigah, is that there's such a Metzius that a man is matal zera in a bathtub, and later a woman bathes in the same water, that zera which is floating around in the bathtub could find its way into her guf, and couldn't make her pregnant. So that theoretically, at least, Lebaisa, it could happen that she could be a basula. No one was ever by her. And she became pregnant because, after all, what is the zera of the man? It's a cell. So if that cell finds its way, travels into her guf, it could make her pregnant. So you could have a woman that's, Chazal call it Nis Abra Be'ambati, that she became pregnant through an Ambati. Chazal say that Ben Sira, Yirmiyah's son, was Nis Abra Be'ambati. That happened, separate story, but there's such a... Chazal talk about it, the Rashi often brings Ben Sira. And... I think Sira is Gematria Yirmiyah. Sira, I think the word Sira is Gematria Yirmiyah. The remnant, Ben Sira, there is Ben Yirmiyah. Anyway, there's such a Metzias as the Sabra Bambati. Now, what Chazal talked about, this is a Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Aleph, of Evan Ezer. Matter of fact, the Chalkas Machaikov there brings down that the Metzias Ben Sira was the Sabra Bambati. This Metzias that Chazal talked about, it's all very theoretical in those days, it was a rare thing, actually happens today. Because whatever they talk about, the Sabra Bambati, the same Metzius today, what we call a test tube baby, or not doctor test tube baby, this in vitro fertilization, there are procedures by which a woman who has medical problems and cannot become pregnant can be impregnated not through a normal via. Her husband is... donate zera, and they take the zera, and either in a test tube or through other means, they impregnate the woman. The shaila is whether the father is considered the father of that child, whether the child is the siaches after the father. When you have a woman who became pregnant, shalai b'derech b'yas, rambati, so, and they were assuming you know who the father is. So let's say the father's a kayin. Does that make the baby a kayin? What do we say? The baby is like a shtuki, somebody who doesn't know who his father is. He has no yichus to a father. So the Peskin discussed this. The Beis Shmuel in Simin Aleph and Evan Ezer Paskins that you are nisyachus after the father. There's a Mishnah Melech also who says you're nisyachus after the father. And that is the general consensus that you're nisiachas after the father. From our Tosfos would seem to be a raya what's the raya? Our Tosfos says there's no mitzias of a zera apostle unless the woman had a bia. Says, a woman can't have zera apostle unless she was nibala to apostle of. Is that what says in Tosfos? So it's a raya that what? And the sabra bambati that what? The child is kosher apostle. Huh? So Raya from here, Lachaira, that Nisabra Bambati, the child is a kosher, even if the father is a mamzer. Because what happens if she's Nisabra Bambati from a mamzer? So Lachaira, then you have a hechatim. So she has a child that's a Zera apostle. The child is a mamzer. If you hold like the Beis Shmuel and the Mishnah Melech, the child is Nisiachas after the father. Then the child is a Zera apostle. And she is still mutter to a kayin. She didn't do any bia sisser. She never did any bia sisser. She was never nibala to apostola. So what's Tosfos kasha? Tosfos says there's no echetim. You can't have a zera apostle without a bia sisser. B'chayri, I do have a case. According to the Beishulun and Mishnah Melech, you have here a case where you could have a zera apostle, and there was no bia sisser. If she's the Sabra Bambati from a mamzer, then the child is a mamzer according to Beis Shmuel. So there's yeshichus la'av, and there's no bias. So this Tosfos is a shverikite on these paiskim. The paiskim say the child is nisyachus after the father. So Frechter from Aisha, that it's not so, we see from our Tosfos, that it's, there's no such thing, you can't have a Zera apostle without a B.S. Isser. Zachter of Maisha, where Maisha says, Nira li davar chidush, Maisha himself says it's a chidush. He says that actually there are two dinim in Yichus. The idea of Yichus, normal Yichus means, what is Yichus? If you're a Kohen Levi Yisrael, goes according to your father. That's Yichus. If you're a guy or a Yid, goes according to your mother. There's Yichus on the father's side, on the mother's side. That's Yichus. Yichus is that you take on whatever your parent was, that you take that on. So a Yid has Yichus l'acharav. Goes according to whatever his father is, that's what he is. That's the Dina Yichus. Shaila, what is Mamzerus? Now Pashut, before of Maisha, Mamzerus is another kind of Yichus. Your father's a Kohen, you're a Kohen. Your father's a Levi, you're a Levi. Your father's Yisrael, you're Yisrael. So if someone's father is a Mamzer, he's a Mamzer. It's just another type of Yichus that goes from the parent down to the child. That's what I would say, Bashkach Rishai, and I think most people would assume that. Rav Moshe says it's not so. The Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Ayin Ches brings a pasuk to tell you that the son of a mamzer is also a mamzer. Gemara learns to have an extra word in the pasuk that the son of a mamzer is a mamzer. Sefer Moshe Weisbeis, that it's not a din yichus. It's not a din in yichus that just like the son of a kayin is a kayin, the son of a mamzer is a mamzer. No. Really, mamzerus would not go for yichus. There's a separate gzeres hakasev that if a mamzer has a child, that the child of the mamzer, he's a mamzer because his father's a mamzer. Not that it travels down be yichus. But that the definition of a mamzer is either someone whose parents did a B.S. Yisr, or someone whose father was a mamzer. But that gezeres hakasev is only derech bia. That gezeres hakasev is in a normal case of derech bia. That if a mamzer is by a woman, the child is also a mamzer. Ramesh says not a din. It's a din that I have to rephrase it. A bias mamzer creates a mamzer. That's Ramesh is the chat. The bia of a mamzer, just like the bia of a brother to a sister creates a mamzer, the bia of a mamzer to anybody creates a mamzer. It's what? That's what Pasuk is teaching us. If I study without the Pasuk, I would think that the mamzer doesn't go to Yichus. Not a din Yichus. Someone's a mamzer, he's a mamzer. Why should this kid be a mamzer? A mamzer is the offspring of somebody who's on relations ish or whatever. What? Where do you see it? Well, Rav Moshe is saying, second year. See, Ramesh is saying is that by kahuna, it's not a maisa bia which creates a halacha that the child is a kayin. Kahuna goes be yichus, so deraisa, it goes be yichus. Levia goes be yichus, Israel is, it goes be yichus. That's the concept of yichus. What is mamzeris? Mamzeris is someone who's born from a bia sisser. He's born from a bia sisser. Which bia sisser? So Torah says, as long as mazan relations is, child of mamzer, any Israel karis. Torah is mechadish that if a mamzer is by a kshera, the child is also a mamzer. That's a chiddush. But that chiddush is limited to derech bia, which means that if a woman is the sabra bambati from a mamzer, the child is not a mamzer. If a woman is the sabra bambati from a mamzer, the child is not a mamzer. The child is a kosher. Zakrav Maisha. I'll get to that in a second. All right, 1 second. Sefer of Moshe. That is Shad and Tysus. You can't have Zera Apostle without a Bia. You can't have a child that's a Zera Apostle without a Bia. Because if there's no Bia, the child is kosher. So what did Tysus say? You can't have Zera Apostle without a Maisa Bia. Now, when you first hear this, it's a nice Shtickel Torah. It's more than a nice Shtickel Torah. It's a tremendous Chiddush L'maisa. If you have somebody, Le'alenu, who's a mamzer, Nebuchad happens, it's a tragedy for someone to be a mamzer. I mean, mamzer, his kids are all going to be a mamzer, they're going to be usher. He's barely allowed to marry anybody in Klal Yisrael. And his offspring, L'dari Daris, will always be mamzer. Right, the Gemara later in the end of the third parak, Rav Tarfon tries to find a way to be Mitar Mamzerim. You know, how can you be, how can a Mamzer have kosher kids? According to Rav Moshe, today, nowadays, what a Mamzer would do is he would, as long as his wife becomes pregnant through a non-Maisabia, through any of the procedures they have today, which is not big problems today, they do it routinely. That 1 second. There are certain wives that he could have. Right? Mom's allowed to marry a Geiris. So he can marry a Geiris, and the child would be a kosher. He could have a hechatimsa where he could have children share as long as there's no maisabia. So this is a chiddush which is based on Tosfos. Tosfos says Zera Apostle Minayin. You can't have Zera Apostle without a Bia sister. That's Tosfos chiddush. Without a Maisa Bia, you can't have Zera Apostle. So it has to be a Maisa Bia. Now the question about an Eishes Ish, if an Eishes Ish becomes pregnant through somebody else's Zera Bambati, the child's a mamzer. Let's say a regular kosher Eishes Ish, and she becomes pregnant with somebody else's Zera Bambati. So that is the earlier tshuva of Rav Moshe, which is not as much of a chiddush. But Rav Moshe shtals aveki aside, nothing to do with this part of Tosfos, that you can't have a child as a mamzer without a Bia sister. There's no hechatimtzah. Now, our Tosfos is talking the father's a mamzer, a tichus. There, Ramesh is talking, if you have an Eishes Ish who is impregnated with somebody else's Zera through the Sabra Bambati, or whatever form they have today of the Sabra Bambati, Ramesh says that the child is not a mamzer. There's no mamzeris on the kid. You can't have mamzeris of Znus, of Arayais, without the Yisr. So that earlier tshuva of Moshe is talking about mamzerus, which comes because the Eishes Ish was mizana, or even if the zera of a brother would impregnate a sister of bambati, so child wouldn't be a mamzer. Somebody could have a father and mother or a brother and sister, and the child not a mamzer, bambati. And here Moshe is adding that even if the father is a mamzer, where l'chayra the child should be nisyachis after the father, but their child not a mamzer. There's no mamzeris. Mamzeris doesn't go b'yichus. It's not telling you anything. The child will be Israel. Israel by default. The default is Israel. You don't need the father is Israel. Father. A mamzer. That's an interesting question. What's the father's a kain? A kain mamzer doesn't have dine kuna. He doesn't have any of the Bnei Kuhna. He doesn't have the okay, anyway, this is the Chiddush of Tosfos. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. There's one more piece. Itzrich l'michdev kidushah l'aviyah v'itzrich l'michdev ma'asiyadeh l'aviyah. Because of Amen kidushah l'aviyah v'aminu mishim loy tarach bohu. Kedushin, just like Metriach. Aber meistens der, der für Tarifu immer die da habe. So I need a pasuk. Yes, mina my siyad dad, the kamitzan amina. Why does she get my siyad dad to the father feeds her? I will kiddushah the ma'amah kasi la, and indeed I have a sricha. But kiddushin, which comes from everywhere else, I would think is hers, sricha. So ma'amela, I need the two psukim. Taisus asks, a mitziah, if a katana finds a mitziah, then a Torah it's hers. Then a Torah only my siyadeh shall be. A mitziah, then a Torah it belongs to her. The Rabbanan and Al-Seva, they gave it to the father. But min a Torah mitziah is hers. Taisus asks, learn now from Kiddushin. But just like Kiddushin goes to the father, mitziah goes to the father. Because what did the Gemara say? Why can't I learn my siyadayim from Kiddushin? Why can't I learn that just like Kiddushin goes to the father, Maisi Adayin goes to the father? Like Gemara says, Maisi Adayin, Katarach Behu. You can't learn that from Kiddushin because Maisi Adayin, she's not Triach to earn the money. So you can't learn Maisi Adayin from Kiddushin. Mitzia, which she's not Matriach to get. You should be able to learn out of Kiddushin. So let's learn just like Kiddushin goes to the father, Mitzia goes to the father. So Tosis answers. Tosis answers that Mitzia, she's also Matriah, she has to bend down and pick it up. Like the Taz? Just like you can't learn Maisi Yadayim out of Kedushin, because Maisi Yadayim, you're Matriah. You're Torah Behu, so you can't learn Kedushin. So Mitzia, the same thing. You can learn Mitzia out of Kedushin. So say Kedushin, when she's not Matriach, that's why it goes to the father. Mitzia, when she has to bend down and pick it up. No, the part. So you have to cash. Learn Mitzia out of Maisi Adah. It's a different cash. Learn out of the Pasuk of Maisi Adah. Learn out of the Pasuk of Maisi Adah.
If it's like Kedushin, so then it goes to the father.
Why don't you learn Maisi Adah out of what do we learn? You have to learn it out of the Pasuk of the Pasuk of Rafu Namarav. Kim Kirsha Spita Lama. Ma'am Maisi Dela Rabba, Af Basnami Maisi Dela Via. So what's the Dimbayin Amma? Assuming Mitziyasa is La Rabba. So you're asking, you should learn my Mitziyasa also La Via. Okay, not sure. Sounds like a good cash. Not sure. However, what? No, the father's the Kabbalah Kedush. Father going to the public. There's a shaila in Dachrayim. If someone gives a matana to a ketana or a nara, if it's shaila to the father, does the father get matanais that are given to the daughter? And there's machlaikis in the in the Achrayim, the Nesivis, in the beginning of Siman Lamed Zayin, brings Kairos Lakan Lakan. He brings Chuvas Harajba. The Chuvas Harajba says it goes to the daughter, and he brings from a Machaber and Hilchos Eruvin. That's not sure that it goes to the father. Brings Deos Lakan Lakan, what the din of a matana is. What the din of a matana is, L'chayra, from this Tosis, we have a raya that Tosis holds that it goes to the father. That it shines to the father because of the fact that there's no Tercha by a matana. Assuming there's no Tercha by a matana. If there's no Tercha by a matana, then you should learn out of Kiddushin, just like Kiddushin is shayach to the father, the Matana is also shayach to the father. play with. That would seem to follow from our. But our Gemara wants to learn Ma'aseh Yedah out of Kiddushin. The Gemara said you can't because Ma'aseh Yedah, Shani Ma'aseh Yedah, the Katarachu. Otherwise, you could learn Ma'aseh Yedah from Kiddushin. So if you can learn Ma'aseh Yedah from Kiddushin, you should learn Matana from Kiddushin.